And we also heard from Dale, and Dale lives in Staples. And he said, while walking the dog the other day, I noticed that a network of tunnels that had been created in a ditch under what had been a bank of snow. They were about an inch and a half wide. Any idea what kind of critter they might have been? And he sent along some photos. I really, as soon as I heard they were in a ditch and they were these humped up tunnels, I knew immediately it was our star-nosed mole. The star-nosed mole is active throughout the year, and in the wintertime, it's no exception. And interestingly, the star-nosed mole has this unique adaptation. So it's this, it's a fairly stout little critter with some really big paws for digging, and it's got these 22 little finger-like structures on its face, giving it the name star-nosed mole. And of those 22, 20 of them are more sensitive than your fingertips. Two of them are thousands of times more sensitive than your fingertips. And as they're digging through the ground, they come in contact with various things and they touch it with one of these little appendages. And instantly, if it's something to eat, they touch it with one of their super sensitive appendages. And if they determine that it's edible, they eat it. And all of that, that whole action from discovery to consumption is less than half a second. So if you're an angleworm or a June bug and you're thinking of getting away from this critter, it's not likely to happen. But the other interesting adaptation, and what Dave was seeing, are these humped up trails. And the mole, the star-nosed mole, is as comfortable in water as it is on dry land. So it oftentimes is digging in areas where there is water available. The thing that I love the most about the star-nosed mole, now this is a critter that digs tunnels and walks these tunnels as a way of A, avoiding predators, and B, finding food. Well, if the mole gets into a situation where the food supplies are really good and he's eating a whole bunch, rather than do what I would do, which is to get nice and fat, the mole stores all of its fat in its tail. And so its tail gets nice and fat. And you're thinking, well, why would he do that? Well, if you lived in a series of tunnels that you'd carved out of the ground and you got fatter and fatter, you'd have to go back and redig all those tunnels. And that can be sort of time consuming. So the mole just puts all of his excess energy into fat, which he stores in his tail. And then when he needs that food, he just takes it back from his tail and uses it throughout his life to expand his energy needs, which is a pretty interesting adaptation. So Dale, what you have down there in Staples is the star-nosed mole, and many of you, as the snow begins to melt this time of year, may come across star-nosed moles yourself.